D&D doop doop. D&D doop doop. D&D doop doop. D&D doop doop.
So, realizing that the spit molds are just going to keep on coming, you all scan the area to look for an escape route. So, I want to ask everybody to roll survival or perception.
Right. Can Fifa, because she knows a way around here a lot better than we do.
Yeah.
Maybe between Fifa's awesome sensory apparatus and Tech's pin drop earring, they might be able to like get a swift route out of here.
Mm. It's Tech that's got the best survival. What's she got? Her perception's minus one.
What's perception plus two for Nyx? Yeah, because I don't think Tech, even though they've got exceptional hearing, I don't think they've got dark vision.
No. I'll have a roll.
Right.
Oh no, Tech rolled a three. He's so discombobulated.
He's a mess.
So that would bring it to a nine. Fifa.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a five.
Come on, Fifa.
She's still got half.
Is she in zoomy mode?
Yeah, she's still got half an eye on the spit molds. Go on.
All right.
Go on, Nyx.
I got a 16, so that becomes a 18.
Brilliant. Okay.
Can I? Would it be helpful at this point to roll my 1d6 inspiration? Because they got quite low, so I'm just trying to balance everything out.
Yeah, can do.
Cool.
To add to that
just
roll.
Just to increase the odds of getting out of here and finding somewhere that's a bit more of a safe haven. Six. Come on.
Whoa. So that takes you to a 24?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, Nyx, some distance away, you notice a snaking trail of mixed pink and purple crystals on the ground. And it's away from the direction that the spit molds are advancing as well. These crystals that are on the ground, they vary in size, like from the size of thimbles up to about shin height. And it looks rather like it might once have been liquid running through here. And the trail of the crystals is outlining where the liquid once flowed. So maybe there was like a stream or a small river of some kind of magical substance here. And over time, that magical water has dried and the crystals have crystallized and formed in place over many, many years. So you're all going to follow the cavern. Do you want to round everyone up?
Come on, squirrels. Let's get out of here. I'll lead the way.
Oh, quick.
Eyes to the front. Eyes to the front. Let's do this.
Boulder rolls.
Come on. You push them from the back.
That's it. Yeah. The boulder nips at people's ankles. Keep them going.
Yeah. Border collie style.
So you pick your way swiftly through all these crystals. And the trail leads to the far cavern wall where in a more broken fashion, the crystals start rising up against the side of the cavern wall. So it's indicating where maybe a waterfall had once spilled out and down and then joined the, you know, filled the river that then you've walked along. And luckily, these geodes that are like poking out from the wall, they make excellent bouldering hand grips. And you think, oh, you're going to be able to climb up these probably. And I think on your 24, I think you can already see that a couple of goblin lengths up the side of the wall, there is an aperture where the mouth of this river had once poured out into this cavern.
Oh, wonderful. Right, look up there. Check that out. Right, we're going to get up there. That looks like a nice little safe haven.
Okay, we can climb. We can climb.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
It's only like three goblins high, that one.
Really? Okay, we can do this. Okay, troops, off we go.
All right, let's do it. What about
Fifa? Could you just take down the merriment just a touch? It's been a very stressful day.
All right.
And this is far too.
We'll help each other.
Yes. Well, you know, you're all going to sort of scrabble to get up this wall together.
I think whoever can get up there first. Can I put the boulder or like the smaller pieces of boulder in my pocket and
the toes?
Yeah, the little toe sections, and then the larger piece maybe in Fifa or Tack have a rucksack, Or we could even, whoever gets up there can throw a piece of hemp and rope down and we can tie it to the boulder and lift them up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't mind being grand.
Well, I think maybe eunuchs are the only one who's got the wherewithal to do this in a considered fashion. I think Tak is fleeing up the wall, and I think Fifa's just like, oh, this is what we're doing now, we're going up the wall. So she's piling in as well.
Yeah, very different vibes going on from both of them.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, Tak. So it's going to be all right.
This is turning out to be a very bad day.
You're doing great.
So you're going to scoop up the boulder?
Yeah, I'm going to get... Here, little elemental toesies. You up in this pocket here. It's nice and cosy in there. That's my soft stuff, that is.
Yeah, they all hop in. They're quite happy with that. And what about the boulder?
Well, I can try and lift the boulder, but maybe if Tak seems to be making a total beeline...
down the trousers?
Yeah.
Does Nix wear trousers?
No, I think he's got some like scruffy shorts on under his big coat.
Yeah. I think the hemp and rope's a good idea.
How's Tak doing with the climb at the moment?
Okay, let's have a look. So, athletics.
If I'm at the bottom, can I give Tak the help action?
I think that would be wise.
To get to the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
Because they seem like incredibly frazzled at the moment. Yes. So, and then get them to get a rope down.
Well, interestingly, he's got -2 athletics, but +4 acrobatics. So I think if he draws on his kobold training when they had gym class, you know, with the, it wasn't a horse, it was a cow that they had to, somersault over.
A pommel cow.
Yeah, the pommel cow, yeah. And the ropes and the swinging ropes. Axes on strings that, yeah. And when you were in the big kids classes. Yeah. So we can sort of draw on that maybe with the help action. So it's just as well. You got a 4. This is not rolling very well today. I'm going to use a different dice.
Naughty dice.
15. Thank goodness for that help action. So that becomes a 19. Brilliant. He's all right. He draws on his gym knowledge and does a very careful and impressive twist. Does a little backflip into the aperture.
Yeah. Completely unconscious of it.
And then you just see this little face.
Where did that come from? That looked amazing, Tak.
Nix, the boulder.
Yeah, throw a rope down, Tak.
All right.
Tie it off on a geode if you can.
So he can be getting out the hemp and rope. Now Fifa will have a go.
Go on, Fifa.
Oh, 19 plus 3, 22. She's fine. Oh, digital, look at this. This is just like summer camp. She's up.
No cares given.
There's all these spit molds advancing from behind.
Right, rope.
Yeah, Tak's got some rope. He spins out his rope and it drops down to the ground by eunuchs.
Right, I'll wrap up boulder in it. Rep.
He rolls in, yeah.
Yeah.
So Fifa and Tak start pulling the boulder up to the top. He bangs against the wall a few times, but he gets there okay. Mm. Do you want to roll for Nix? How does he get on?
Yeah. Can I get advantage using the... because I'm getting help from the rope and the crew.
Yeah.
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 Thank you. Oh, I'm glad I asked. That was a nat 1.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm slipping.
The boulder swings back and traps your thumb.
Oh, crikey. That was a right nip. Next one's 18.
Brilliant. Okay, so following that nat 1, sort of sucking your thumb, you have another go and you climb up. But just as you're doing that, you take a look behind your shoulder and... you notice that the spit molds are trying to follow you, and the one that's closest, it hops onto one of the crystals, one of the purple ones,
right,
down at the base of the wall.
Yeah.
And you pull your hand away and you fall back the little way that you've come. At that point, one of the spit molds leaps onto one of the purple crystals at the base of this old waterfall, and it's going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
Right.
Does... What? Does a nat 20 hit?
No, it doesn't actually. It's weird, that.
Right. So that's my, double my damage, innate isn't
bravery.
It?
Yeah, that's double damage. Oh, you brutal little squidgy thing.
So it's d4. So double damage. Oh, 4, 3, 7 damage, Nyx. Acid damage.
Jeez. This one's well miffed.
It's really strange, though, because you know, it shoots out this jet of green goo that lands, we'll say, it gets you on your chest this time, and oh, it stings. But as you're looking at it, something strange happens. The spit mold goes a kind of sickly white colour and almost translucent, and it recoils and lets go of the crystal, and it falls back to the ground. Where it just sort of lies there, quivering a little bit.
Yeah, back off.
So you don't know whether it's because it's like sent out this massive uber jet of goo or something else. But thanks to your 18 that you rolled, you then, with the help action and the rope, you managed to grab on. And between them, Fiffa and Tak managed to haul you up to the aperture.
Heave!
Oh. 1, 2, 1, 2. Fiffa, are we pulling on the 1 or are we pulling on the 2?
Ah, you got me. You saved me.
And you all get up there and you can untie the boulder and he starts, yeah, he sort of rolls around your feet like really pleased to see you, like, yeah. it's been days.
Good lad. Check out that one down there. It's gone all like white and like it's just been sucked dry or something.
Do what?
It really got me, that one. Look at my chest. It's all...
Oh, you smell all singed.
Yeah.
And Tak's going to peer down and he looks down. And that one. And you can see that it's starting to recover its green colouring and it's sort of going back to normal now.
Right, okay. I think we're all right for now. Let's get in here.
So where you stand now, it looks even more really that at some point in the past, a magical river had cut a path through this ground and it spilled out. You can see the track looking back that you escaped by. But for whatever reason, the liquid has evaporated now, but it's left behind this rather beautiful and softly sparkling crystal path.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
That is leading gently uphill deeper into this tunnel. And you keep checking behind and ahead, but there are no signs of any spit molds at the moment.
All right, that's good.
And in time, the way opens out into another really large chamber. And there's a large pool of these crystal crops and salt patches in the centre of the chamber and fewer around the sides. It's all like they've gathered and there was once this large lake, perhaps. Would Peeps like to roll perception at this point?
Oh, I'd love to. Right, how are we all doing anyway? How are you doing, Fiffa?
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah. I'm all right. A bit stingy. Not as bad as you, though.
Oh, no.
How are you, Tak? I'm fine.
You'll be all right. We'll be able to have a little break soon, Tak. We'll just make sure that we're light safe, okay?
Right. Well, I'm going to roll.
Tak's not very perceptive at the moment.
I've got 12.
And then Fiffa. Perception minus 1 for Fiffa. Oh, 15. Yeah, there we go. Oh, look at that. She waddles over. There's some shallow pools of crystal liquid remaining in the depressions. There's not enough liquid still there to flow, but there's enough to sort of, you know, a little bit. Little rock pools, in effect.
Yeah, like little puddles. And...
Yeah, so Fiffa goes over to have a look at those.
Yeah, well, just want to do a check. Like, does it seem like we're safe? Like, could I do... Because that was a weird effect with the spit mould. I just wanted to do... Like, at the time, I didn't have any chance to do any sort of investigation or anything because I was scrambling up the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Could I do an arcana or like an investigation check? Because at least whatever happened sort of stopped it gaining on us.
Yeah.
For a while, so I just want to get have a little sniff about that.
Cool.
Arcana, that's 15.
So you try and replay it in your mind what happened. It was tricky because there was boulders swinging, there was tack scrabbling, there was Fifa sort of humming to herself as she reminisced about summer camp. But you notice that the spit mould in question was fine at first. It was fine once it shot all its goo at you, but it was not fine once it landed on a purple crystal.
Yeah.
Then it seemed to drain of colour, and it recoiled and let go, and it fell down.
All right. I think Nick's at this point just sort of visibly relaxes, sort of working out this little puzzle, and puts a bit more of his attention on Tack, who seems to be not doing great. Tack. I think this looks like a decent place just to settle down, right?
Yes. Yes, I was thinking that too. I've been scouting the area. I've been looking around. Yeah. Now we've got to sort of weigh against each other the different pros and cons of the different places where we could camp. Although I do favour this one at the moment because have you noticed there's these crystals and they kind of form a little bit of a protection that we could camp here and we could have our backs to the crystals. That would be one option. I can draw up some more options if you prefer.
No. I think you've got onto a good one there, Tech.
Okay, right. So
let's just have a breather. Yeah, we'll get some. Okay.
Put
one
about the kettle on.
All right. Yeah. I've got some of these tinder conch mushrooms. They'll burn like quite nice, but you know we don't. Use a bit of that.
Okay, yeah. I'll get going. And he just throws himself into. Using the tinder conch mushroom and makes a little fire.
Oh, you're so efficient.
Well, it's the way you've got to be, isn't it?
I only ever like find a little bit of kindling if I've got like some sticks stuck in me air or.
Well, rather than just standing there, could you maybe have a look? And if you find any, could you add them to the fire, please?
yeah, will do.
You have a bit of a look around, and you can see that there's only a few of the crystal geodes dotted about on the walls and ceiling in this cavern. But what it means is it almost makes it look like you're under the stars, except this kind of sparkling in pink or in purple. And there you are next to this little crystal lake. So it's a nice little spot in its way.
I think...
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, yeah, it is, Fifa. I think now I can take a little breather. I've got a bit of something whirling about in my head. The clockwork's spinning, so I just want to like try something out. Yeah.
All right then.
Right. Nyx is gonna. I think finally being able to relax and just being under this sort of dome of coloured crystals and these magical glowing ponds, decides to have a bit of a tinkering session.
Oh,
so
cool.
I want to make something. So I've got a nice range of bits and pieces here.
Okay.
Few, unusual ingredients to try and crash together. Right, you might want to check this out, Fifa and Tech. I think he's thinking it'd be a nice distraction for Tack as well to just like, sort of change the mood of the situation.
Mm.
Right, yeah, so I've got me lodestone, right? So I'll get me ingredients. I've got a lodestone.
Right.
And then Nyx is going to take out some of the remains of his dragonfly automaton.
Oh.
So he's going to use a bit of the body section, or what's left of it, and the sections of wings. And he's going to place them out on the ground. He draws a circle in the dirt with his nails, places all the component parts within the circle.
Cool.
And then places the lodestones at either side, which I think still have this sort of pink recharge, sort of crackling tinge to them from the laystone. So places all this down quite unusually for Nyx, like quite intricately. So this is something which he's done before within his tinkering, and there's a strange alignment to it. This is something that he's specialized in and something that he sort of developed and worked on, and he takes a real pride in the slowness. Right, so
look at you looking like you know what you're doing.
Sometimes I actually do. Don't get used to it though, will you?
No, I won't.
So right, I've got my copper wire. That's for a message cantrip, that one.
Is that your last one?
Yeah, it is. I've got a pink crystal shard here, right, and I'll place that within the body of my late automaton. Also, I'll just like grab a bit of this goo here.
And spitball goo.
He takes a bit of spitball goo from his chest. He scrapes that off and he places that. I think he's got a small vial that he puts that in and corks it up and then puts it in the mix. And then he starts like taking out bits of cogs and he does some very dexterous, quite small scale tinkering just to bring a few of the like more broken sections together. Mm. And then he wants to cast the mending cantrip.
Oh, lovely.
Right, so what I want to make is like, it's very rough, this, just like using the bits and pieces that I've got to hand. But I want to make like a little sentinel bug, little gem bug that'll just like fly around this area and just like make sure we don't get any spit mold. So I'm hoping that the goo, it'll know what it's looking for, this little gem bug.
That's
by
very
like
clever.
Knowing what the goo is. And then the wings will, and the body, it'll just like flutter around. Not as much control as like a full dragonfly automaton, but just enough to get it off the ground and like to hover about a bit.
Amazing. You mean it's going to protect us, Nix?
Yeah, well, it'll be a little sentry. It's got the message cantrip as part of the whole.
Right.
If it spots anything, it can warn us and, you know, the spit molds are getting closer or they've worked out how to get into this particular safe spot.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Right, so is...
Well, I'll tell you what, before you roll that, I'm going to roll D20 and if it's odd, you're going to have a wild magic surge as well.
Okay, okay.
Okay. So, 16, it's even. it's a good thing, really, isn't it? I just like to see what happens.
Well, yeah, so does Nick.
So, yeah, no wild magic surge, but you do need to do your tinkering check.
All right. Oh, it's a 19. Tinkering, I've got plus 3 as well, so that's a 22. And I'll roll again. Oh, that's a nat 1.
Okay, so got a nat 1, so something's going to go wrong,
yeah.
But we're going to honour the success as well. So
all right.
The lodestones glow and send out little crackling arcs, forming a geometric dome over the components. Nix is able to put his hands inside there, but it creates like a little magical space of polarities that he can work with. He can suspend pieces in the air. It's almost like having a little clamp. He can clamp them in the air while he's working with them, thanks to the ley stones. And this beautiful little creature suddenly bursts into life with its little wings flapping. It's got a purple crystal as its body, and is it your thorax and your abdomen? So it's got your pink crystal as the thorax, and then the little vial of goo, which I'm going to imagine is a very small little vial, which is like the abdomen. And up it goes, and you hear in your head, and off it goes. However, it also got a nat 1. So it's going to have a really dreadful sense of spatial awareness and is going to bump into things a lot. And you all kind of watch it in the mixture of consternation and delight as it starts to spin its way around the perimeter of the cavern.
Oh, watch out.